Good morning and welcome to the services of God's house this morning. We rejoice to receive God's word, hear his word of forgiveness and his grace upon our lives. We're also excited to receive Tyler and Kaylee McKinney by the rite of confirmation this morning, and that will happen just before communion, and they will receive communion first this morning down front here, so I'm excited about that. Let us begin our service this morning with the singing of our opening hymn, O Holy Spirit, grant us grace.
Greetings in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Sunday, January 19th, 2025 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in the production of this broadcast are Brian and Pam Featon and Terry Biggs. Our organist is Dora Thompson. The opening hymn is number 693, O Holy Spirit, grant us grace, 693 in the Lutheran Service Book. The John F. Harnicky family is sponsoring the altar flowers to the glory of God in his memory today. Josh and Rachel Welker are sponsoring the radio broadcast to the glory of God in thanksgiving for their many blessings.
Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins unto God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways.
You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you.
Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table.
Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord.
The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life.
May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel.
Glory be
to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who governs all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the prayers of your people and grant us your peace through all our days. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for this, the second Sunday of Epiphany, is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 62nd chapter, beginning at the first verse. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet, until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a burning torch. The nations shall see your righteousness and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate, but you shall be called, My delight is in her, and your land married. For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your sons marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Catechetical Review. In regards to the sacrament of holy baptism, how can water do such great things?
Certainly not just water, but the word of God in and with the water does these things, along with the faith which trusts this word of God in the water. For without God's word, the water is plain water and no baptism. But with the word of God, it is a baptism, that is, a life-giving water, rich in grace, and a washing of the new birth in the Holy Spirit, as St. Paul says in Titus chapter 3, He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior. So that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying.
The epistle reading from 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to mute idols, however you were led. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says, Jesus is accursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another the ability to distinguish between spirits. To another various kinds of tongues. To another the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the second chapter. On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, They have no wine. And Jesus said to her, Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, Do whatever he tells you. Now there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, Fill the jars with water. and they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water, now become wine, and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Having heard the gospel of our Lord, we now confess our common Christian faith through the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated for the singing of the hymn.
The hymn of the day is hymn number 768. To God the Holy Spirit, let us pray. Hymn 768 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Thank you.
The sermon text from John chapter 2, verse 11. This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Thus far the words of our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus is baptized by John in the Jordan River, where the heavens are opened and the Holy Spirit descends on him in the form of a dove, and the Father announces the pleasure with the Son's work. The Holy Spirit shortly thereafter leads Jesus into the wilderness, where he is tempted by Satan. Jesus emerges from the temptations without sinning and is ministered to by angels. In the power of the Holy Spirit, he returns to Galilee. And upon his return to Galilee, Jesus begins to call his disciples to him. And now we find Jesus at a wedding feast in the town of Cana in Galilee. Having spent 40 days in the wilderness, Jesus kind of reprises the role of Israel with their 40 years in the wilderness wanderings. Jesus is what we call Israel reduced to one, right? He's where Israel failed, Jesus is succeeding. And so Jesus now, as truly God's Son, is stepping out onto the world stage, ready to begin his mission of proclaiming the good news of salvation in the work that he is going to accomplish, the work that he will do. In the wilderness, Jesus steadfastly refuses to use his divine authority to satisfy his own need. Now, it's clear that Satan knows that Jesus can do miracles because of the things that he asked Jesus to do, especially say the word and you can change these rocks into bread. I know you're hungry, right? I know you're hungry. Go ahead. Do it. It'll be fine. It's okay. And Jesus refuses to do it, saying, "Have you not heard that it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but upon every word that comes from the mouth of God." Jesus emerges from the temptations victorious. Now he goes from the wilderness to the wedding. And through his miracles, and though his miracles were generally done to alleviate human suffering, the very first of his miracles was done at a wedding, a festive occasion, ministering to human joy and making people happy. It's as if Jesus wanted to announce right from the start that the religion he was introducing into the world was not one of self-denial, but one of natural joy. And it's also as we read in our wedding ceremony. Our Lord blessed and honored marriage with his presence and first miracle at Cana in Galilee. So we see Jesus blessing and honoring the institution of marriage. There's so much to unpack here in this first miracle, how there is a reference to 3 days, you know, 3 days later he went to the wedding feast. There is water for purification, reminding us of baptism. Jesus' reference to his time having not yet come, pointing us to his crucifixion. John records that Jesus referred to his mother twice, or in John's gospel, Jesus only refers to his mother twice here and at the crucifixion. Both times he shows the customary respect by his mother. I know to our ears it's, you know, I would never go to my mother and say, "Woman," you know, "woman." I wouldn't address my mother like that. But in their culture, it was a term of respect. You have to read that and you have to hear it as, "Dear woman," right? Addressing, kind of like we would say, "Yes, ma'am," "Yes, sir," "No, ma'am," "No, sir." "Dear woman," he refers to her. What does this have to do with me? It's not my hour. It's not my time yet. And then at the crucifixion, when he's hanging on the cross, he says to her, "Woman, behold your son," and to John, "Behold your mother," commending his mother into the care of John for the rest of her natural life. But I wanted to focus this morning. I mean, there's so much. There's just so much there. But I wanted, what caught my attention this year was the sign and its effect. So in biblical language, a sign is an act or a miracle with a meaning designed to lead to faith in Jesus as the Messiah, as the Son of God and as the Savior of the world. And that's what this sign did. When God wills to do something, he does it, and it happens immediately. When God wills to do something, he can do it immediately, that is through means, or immediately, just right now. So usually when he heals people, God heals people, he uses doctors, nurses, medicines, pharmacists, pharmaceutical companies, hospitals, surgeons, all of these things he uses. But there are instances where Jesus, we find, healed people instantaneously or immediately. He spoke to the paralyzed man. I say to you, get up, take your mat, and go home. And the man stood up and walked and went. And Jesus overcame through his very words the atrophy of the man's muscles. He overcame the weakness of the man's legs. He overcame all of these things simply by his word, and he did it immediately. Here, in this case, Jesus made wine. And he made wine without the usual processes for making wine. Now, usually God works faith and preserves faith only through his appointed means and has bound us to them. But God can work outside of these things. He just said, fill the water jars with water. He didn't even say, be wine. He just willed it to happen, right? That's pretty fantastic. That is very amazing. If you think about what has to be happen in this physical, natural world to overcome or to be part, I mean, the water molecules changed. There wasn't even any grapes in them, right? It was just water. Then it was wine. An immediate miracle. So we see Jesus creating by his will. God's will is God's power. What God's will, God does. Jesus' will is his power. What Jesus wills, Jesus does. So with God, all things are possible. And as it is also written, with God, nothing shall be impossible. God is above the laws of nature. For what are the laws of nature? But nothing less or nothing more than the will of God applied to his creation. So we find Jesus being above the laws of nature. He is the one who instituted the laws of nature. He can amend the laws of nature at his very will. Here at Cana, we find Jesus willing the water to be wine. There are no grapes. There is no fermentation process. Simply water in and the best of wines out. Jesus performed this miracle by divine omnipotence. And the disciples realized this. For we are told that his disciples believed on him. What does it mean to believe on Jesus? It means to believe that he is the divine Messiah sent by God to be the Savior of the world. At Cana, Christ is revealed and his divine majesty shines through for a blink of an eye. As a rule, Jesus' majesty was veiled and it was hidden. Even when at Cana he revealed his majesty, his divine glory was still veiled. It was still hidden, the disciples unable to see it. That would be seen in the transfiguration when Jesus was unveiled for a moment and his divine glory and his divine majesty shone through and the disciples saw Jesus as he would be seen in heaven. And what was the response there? They cast themselves in great fear down on their faces and hid their faces from the sight, fumbling and stumbling, not knowing what to say. Through this majesty, though this majesty, his disciples placed her faith in Jesus through this majesty of this miracle. The miracle has implications for you and I too. We are given the eyewitness account of Jesus' miracle and why. It's so that we know what Jesus can do and what he's able to do. So what does it mean if Jesus can turn water into wine? It means when the word of absolution is spoken over you, Jesus wills it to be that your sins are absolved, your sins are gone, your sins are forgiven. And that's what happens when the absolution is spoken. I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God wills in that moment that your sins be taken away, your sins are taken away. You can trust that when you are washed in the waters of holy baptism, those sacred waters do everything that they are intended to do. Be baptized, every one of you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. So forgiveness and salvation are in, with, and under the water of holy baptism. You can be confident of that, that you were given the Holy Spirit in the waters of holy baptism. You were given faith in the waters of holy baptism. This is a divine work, a holy work, a sacred work of God that he performs on your behalf, giving you faith and salvation and life everlasting in the waters of baptism. We can be confident that he who changed water into wine will give us his true body and blood in with and under the bread and the wine of the sacrament of the altar. He will give it to us so that it will accomplish the purpose for which it is given, the forgiveness of our sins and the strengthening of our faith. Jesus wills, and it is accomplished. And what does Jesus will? Jesus wills to go to Golgotha for each and every one of us. He wills to go to the cross for the sins of the world, to bear them there in his flesh, so that we might be forgiven through his sacrifice. Jesus wills to go to Golgotha to pray, to pay the penalty for the sins of the world. So the forgiveness of your sins and the forgiveness of my sins, and for the forgiveness of sin, we place our faith. The object of our faith is in Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Son of God, born to die so that we might live. We believe in Christ Jesus. And to believe in Jesus, to believe in, expresses the faith or belief in the person of Jesus and shows a free and total commitment given to Jesus, for he is the object of our faith. To believe in Jesus is to be bound to him as the God incarnate, the Redeemer, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. So as we look at the Epiphany miracles of Jesus and all that he has done for us, let each and every one of us trust Jesus' word and all that he has done to secure for us the forgiveness of our sins and life everlasting. What the Lord wills, the Lord does. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now all rise for prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, as you manifested your divine majesty at the wedding in Cana, and your disciples believed in you, so too in the miracle of baptism you have worked faith in us. Please grant that the faith that trusts in you as Savior, given in baptism, remains the faith that we confess throughout all our days, ever trusting in your gracious will for our lives. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
Gracious God, hear our prayers for Norm Mueller, as first he gives thanks to you for 85 years of life that you have bestowed upon him, and for all the blessings that you have given to him therein. But we also pray for Norm as he is suffering from the frailties of this earthly existence. Bless Norm as he recovers from a recent illness, and keep watch over Pat as she cares for her husband. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
Father in heaven, there are more among us who are sick and battling the frailties of our mortal frame. Hear our prayers for Helen Connect's husband, Tom, as he struggles to recover from a recent bout of respiratory illness. Grant Tom health and strength and a faith that trusts you for all good things. And we pray also for Reese Voley, as he has undergone recent tests on his transplant. Endow Reese's body with strength, health, and well-being. And for all those, O Lord, who suffer from age-related illnesses, who suffer loneliness, depression, or illness of the emotions, we ask you to hear our prayer. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
O God, who is the creator and preserver of all the earth, please grant an end to the wildfires in Southern California and bestow upon those who have suffered the devastation of the flames, the mental, emotional, and physical fortitude to continue on, finding places to live and jobs to labor in so that they may rebuild their lives. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
Grant these petitions, O Lord, for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Please be seated for the reception of our gifts and offerings.
You've been sharing in the Sunday morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Plasky Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM, or at www.zlclinc.org, where you will find links to the internet stream and to Facebook Live. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Plasky Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact our principal, Dr. Stephen Perry, at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Let us now rise for the singing of the offertory. Be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As we sing the Agnus Dei, I would like to invite Tyler, Kaylee, and their daughter Lily to come forward for confirmation. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Be seated. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples, "All authority is given in heaven and earth to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." You have been baptized and catechized in the Christian faith according to the Lord's bidding. Jesus said, "Whoever confesses me before men, I will confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Lift up your hearts, therefore, to the God of all grace and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord. Do you this day in the presence of God and these witnesses in our congregation acknowledge the gifts that God gave to you in your baptism? If so, then answer, "Yes, I do." Do you renounce the devil? If so, then answer, "Yes, I renounce him."
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his works? If so, then answer, "Yes, I renounce them."
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his ways? If so, then answer, "Yes, I renounce them."
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? If so, then answer, "Yes, I believe." Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried? He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. If so, then answer, "Yes, I believe."
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? If so, then answer, yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
Do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God? If so, then answer, I do. Do you confess the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church drawn from the Scriptures? Have you have learned to know it from the small catechism to be faithful and true? If so, then answer, I do. Do you intend to hear the Word of God and to receive the Lord's Supper faithfully? If so, then answer, I do by the grace of God. Do you intend to live according to the Word of God and in faith, word, and deed to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even unto death? If so, then answer, I do by the grace of God.
I do by the grace of God.
Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and this church and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it? If so, then answer, I do by the grace of God.
I do by the grace of God.
We then rejoice with thankful hearts that you have been baptized and you have received the teaching of the Lord, that you have confessed the faith and been absolved of your sins. As you continue to hear the Lord's word and to receive his blessed sacrament, he who has begun a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Tyler. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Kaylee. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and the Holy Spirit and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen. But he said, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your great goodness in bringing these, your son and daughter, to the knowledge of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and enabling them both with the heart to believe and with the mouth to confess his saving name. Grant that bringing forth the fruits of faith, they may continue steadfast and victorious to the day when all who have fought the good fight shall receive the crown of righteousness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Almighty and most merciful Father, in the waters of holy baptism, you have united your children in the suffering and death of your Son, Jesus, cleansing them by his blood. Renew in them the gift of your Holy Spirit, that they may live in daily contrition and repentance with a faith that ever clings to their Savior. Deliver them from the powers of Satan. Preserve them from false and dangerous doctrines, that they may remain faithful in hearing Christ's word and receiving his body and blood. By the Lord's Supper, strengthen them to believe that no one can make satisfaction for sin but Christ alone. Enable them to find joy and comfort in him, learning from this sacrament to love you and their neighbor, and to bear their crosses with patience and joy until the day of the resurrection of their bodies to life immortal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Peace be with you. Amen. And Tyler and Kaylee will now receive the sacrament of the altar. Tyler, take and eat the true body of Christ given unto death for you on the cross. Kaylee, take, eat the true body of Christ given unto death for you upon the cross. And Lily, the Lord ever watch over, bless, preserve, and keep you in your baptismal grace to life everlasting. Be always in his peace. Amen. Take and drink. This is the true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you from the forgiveness of all your sins. Go ahead and take a drink. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you upon the cross. The true body and true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen. You may return to your seats. Welcome to the Lord's Day.
Thank you. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take any.
Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you each in the true faith into life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen.
Please rise. The true body and true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
Amen. The closing hymn is hymn number 394, Songs of Thankfulness and Praise, hymn 394 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Just briefly, we have junior high and senior high youth groups meeting in Mrs. Meyer's opening classroom right after first service to prepare Valentine's for college students, shut-ins, and those residents we have in assisted living care or in nursing homes. And Mrs. Meyer, would that be fifth through senior? Fifth grade through senior. Please check the announcement here in the bulletin on the pancake and sausage meal. There's lots of dates and times and deadlines on that. I did want to ask, I thought, if I got my memory right, is this Wednesday the turn-in deadline for ordering bulk, John? Now, would it be best to drop that off at school?
So we still have our information out here, or you can drop it off or just call the school. You don't have to take the paperwork out there. You'd rather just make a phone call, and or my number and I think Megan's number are in the bulletin as well.
So okay. All right, so if you'd like to order, best case scenario sounds like, if you'd like to order some bulk meat, spleens and livers, maybe even?
Yeah, backbones.
Not spleens.
Not spleens.
Backbones,
spare ribs, and liver
as well.
Yeah.
Backbone, spare
liver. We've had some people last couple of years, they'll buy some lard for special cooking meat, so that
works. Okay. So if you'd like to do that, see John out in the annex this morning. And may the Lord bless all of you. May he bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.